Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello, and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. And obviously, this is Independence Day weekend, and it is happy 249th birthday to America. How about that? So hopefully everyone has had a wonderful July 4th Independence Day. And then I don't know about your neighborhood. My neighborhood's still blowing up all kinds of stuff all weekend long. Too much, actually. The dogs do not love that very, very much. But it's all good. Everyone's having fun and they're being safe with it. So hopefully you're having a wonderful weekend as well. All right, so I've got a lot of information to cover today. First of all, the most frequently asked question that I have received since 2002, so long, long time, is, Steve, when should we consider moving from our home to a senior care community? You know, we don't want to move too soon. I mean, we love living in our home. We don't want to leave it unless we need to. So we don't want to go too soon. We definitely don't want to wait until it's too late, okay, because that's problematic as well. So how do you know when you should move? What's the right time? And I always say, you know, sometimes it's pretty incredibly obvious, but I would say way more often than not, it's not so obvious. It's a little gray, falls in the gray area. So I like to say that the following things should trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Number one, when there is a safety issue, when it's no longer safe to live at home. And a lot of these things, I'm going to kind of rifle through this fairly quickly because I have a lot of information to cover today. But a lot of these things are related to someone with some memory loss, some cognitive impairment. Okay, so leaving the stovetop burners on. I can't even tell you how many times I've heard that. And obviously that's a fire or, you know, fire risk or hazard. Now, fortunately, that's a super easy one to fix as well. So you can flip... Unplug the range or the stove. You can flip the breaker. If it's gas, you can turn off the gas and boom, you just disable it to take care of that. But leaving the stovetop burners on, I've heard of all kinds of stories of near misses on that one. So that's a major safety issue many times. Wandering away and not able to find your way back home. You could either walk away and end up a mile or two away, and you can't remember how to get home. And God bless you, but if you have dementia or Alzheimer's, one of the many forms of Alzheimer's, it happens. It happens every day all around the country. And not just one person, lots of people. This is a major, major issue. Another version of that is you get in your car and you drive away. I mean, my own grandpa did that. They lived in Topeka, Kansas, and he ended up over in Lawrence, Kansas, probably about 20, 25 miles away. Couldn't quite remember how to make his way back home. So, and that's what triggers all these silver alerts. If you see silver alerts, that's it. Someone has walked away or driven away, and they're missing, and they need to be found. Usually, it has a happy ending, but not always. And that's very, very tragic in many of these situations. Malnutrition and dehydration, that's a major, major issue. I was visiting with a son and his dad, and he said, "Dad, tell Steve what you eat every day." And he points to this package of Oreos. His dad ate an entire package of Oreos every single day. Didn't drink much water, and that's what he ate. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. So, and sometimes they're not able to maybe cook for themselves or not able to get out and get groceries into the house. They're not drinking a lot of water. And these cause all sorts of health-related issues. Unsanitary living conditions due to neglect or maybe just the inability to take care of everything. Injured at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. One that flies under the radar a lot is not taking your medications on time, maybe not even at all. So you're not taking your medications properly. That's a major safety issue. It kind of flies under the radar. And then, of course, you know, elder abuse, financial abuse, physical abuse, mental and emotional abuse, all of those things fall into the category. The number one reason you should consider moving from your home to a senior care community when it is no longer safe to live at home. Number two, I would call this a close number two, or maybe a 1A. When the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline. So there are a lot of people listening right now, and I want to talk to you about this. If you have an elderly parent caring for another elderly parent, your radar needs to be on high alert here, okay? This is a huge, huge issue. We're talking about your mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, physical health, of course. So as a caregiver, you tend to place your own needs on the back burner. You love this person so much that you're pouring yourself into being the best caregiver that you can be. And then you're skipping your own doctor's appointments, your own dentist appointments. You're skipping social events. You're not getting together with the guys in the donut shop on Friday morning or the ladies' book club. You're not going to church any longer, so you're not getting your spiritual tank refilled. You're not going to book club, other gatherings. And let me tell you what, stress is a very destructive and powerful force. It will manifest itself within you as a lot of health problems and health issues. And then the other thing is, and I won't go into gory detail, but I worked with the gentleman and he said that, you know, as soon as we find a place for my wife, and I know you can help me do the best job with that, then I'm out of here. And I'm like, oh, are you going on vacation or are you going to kind of take a break and catch your breath? He goes, no, Steve. He said, I'm out of here. And I'm like, whoa. that got my attention real fast. It sent a chill down my spine. I knew exactly what he meant. And he said, hey, could you come over, maybe next week and visit with me? And I'm like, sir, about tomorrow morning? That 8 o'clock. Does that work for you? Yeah, that works fine. Right. And able to take care of his wife and find a great place for her, and then help him helped him through that, because he was beyond stressed out. And a lot of caregivers, unfortunately, pass away from the crushing stress. The stress is just crushing them, and they pass away with health issues and heart attacks and strokes and all kinds of things. And it's just not necessary. It's unnecessary. You can avoid this. Okay. So if you see your mother or your father, your grandparent, or another elderly loved one being crushed by that stress, you have to step in. It has to be an intervention. You have to get them some help. Okay. Number three, when the cost of in-home care, it may become too expensive. This just may be a financially driven decision. I'm a huge, huge fan of home care. But the bottom line is, and let me just back up in my, I got a little ahead of myself here. I'm getting excited. But you could bring in some help, maybe 2 or 3 days a week, so that the caregiver can get away, catch their breath, refill their tank, get their hair done, go to their doctor's appointment, go to the book club, go to the donuts with the guys and donuts and coffee on Friday morning, and just to get away. You could, that is invaluable. But if you need a home care company to come in, provide professional home care assistance, and if that rises to that 24-hour level of care, many times that's just not affordable. So it could be a financially driven decision. And then last but not least, when the care that you provide is not enough, why not consider changing your role from the caregiver, that hands-on care provider, to the care manager and the care advocate, meaning let's go out, let's find a place that can provide good, solid, professional 24-hour care. And then your role can slowly shift from being that caregiver to your traditional role of being the loving wife, the loving husband, the loving child, the loving grandchild. And you can advocate for them. You can speak for them. You can make sure that they're receiving the great care that they deserve. Those are the things, in my opinion, that should trigger that conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Now, the Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living communities provide care for residents with cognitive impairment. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living communities provide care for residents with cognitive impairment. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. However, we need to put a big old asterisk or a big old footnote on this thing. Not all assisted living communities have a dedicated or separate memory care neighborhood. Okay, so they all care for residents with at least some mild cognitive impairment, maybe pleasantly confused, a little forgetful, and they could be a lot further along than that. But I'm not going to go into the whole memory care thing today, but if we start having some behaviors, if we become an elopement risk, if we're being overstimulated, all these things that would qualify you for an immediate transfer to the memory care unit or memory care neighborhood that's separated part of the building that is dedicated to providing care for a resident with cognitive impairment. Not all assisted living communities have that, but they all do care for residents with at least mild cognitive impairment. How about that? All right. So we talked about some of the things, the top four things that should trigger the conversation. It's the most commonly asked question that I've had since 2002. When's the right time to move? Those top four things, that should trigger that conversation of considering moving from your home to senior care community. So wanted to talk about some of the options out in the market and what some of these terms mean and what they provide. And I'll also cover just kind of some average monthly costs. Okay, so the first stop in this continuum, if you will, is independent living. Now, there is no care provided. There's no hands-on care provided at the independent living level of care. Okay, and so here's what this is all about. You're living in a you know, your large house, all of your kids are grown and moved out and they live in their own houses, they have their own families, all that stuff. And I keep hearing over and over from a lot of my senior care consulting clients, well, Steve, we use about 20% of our house. You know, I haven't been upstairs in months, or I haven't been down to the basement in a year. We just don't go down there. We don't do the steps. And we use the bedroom and living room area and the kitchen. You know, we'll use about 800 square feet of the house or whatever it is. Okay. So if the home ownership, the burden of home ownership, and what I mean by burden is keeping up with the repairs and keeping it updated and replacing the water heater and mowing the grass and scooping the snow and handling the roof that now has a leak and all the stuff. You have to repaint the house and one of the windows is leaking. All the joys of home ownership, right? If that is just becoming too much, it's just too much of a burden, then a lot of folks will then choose a lifestyle change. They want to downsize and they want to shed that responsibility of home ownership. So they will move to an independent living community. Most of the inventory, I would say, are apartments. You have a lot of apartments here. Some places may have duplexes or fourplexes. Some places may even have freestanding villas. Okay, but I would say that the majority of the inventory would be a ton of apartments. And most of these places, they're nice apartments. Okay, there is no care. All right, but you're living in this apartment. You get to let your hair down and just kind of take a breath and relax and maybe have some fun. They provide at least one meal per day, sometimes a couple of meals, maybe even all three, but usually at least the main meal. You can maybe choose your lunch or dinner. And some of them have dining dollars, so you may go out to eat quite a bit, and or maybe you're out of town for a few days, and so you're not paying for something that you're not using. So maybe use your meal credits when you're there, or sometimes maybe you miss them. They have it every day, and that's your choice whether you want to go there or not. Your independent living apartment is fully equipped in the kitchen. You can make whatever you want whenever you want to. Okay, but the point is you're not doing as much cooking, and they'll take the main meal off your hands. There are social opportunities, so you're on your own. You're fully independent. You have your own space, but you're not alone. You're around a lot of other people, and so a lot of social opportunities. And there's transportation that will run to the grocery store once a week, maybe another couple of stores once a week. You can sign up for that, and obviously, you could have your car there. Some of them have garages or carports. At least you would have a parking space. You can bring your car, of course. That's a common question. And in independent living, some of them will have what's called an entrance fee. And that's really connected to a continuing care retirement community. Maybe I'll get into a lot more in depth on one of the other shows here coming up in the near future. But independent living is a monthly cost. I would say it's primarily tied to the size of the apartment and how nice the place is. But you're looking at $4,000 a month, maybe $4,500 a month. It could go up to $5,000, $5,500 per month. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, wait a minute, my house is paid off and I'm not paying very much. Well, maybe so. Okay. But go back and add up all of the money that you spend. And I think a lot of people don't realize how much they're still spending. You could have $200, $300, $400 a month just in homeowner's insurance every month. Your personal property tax, that could be several hundred dollars per month, depending on the value of your home and where you live. And then all the maintenance and the upkeep and the utilities, you add that all up, you're spending more than you probably realize. Okay, so and we're also you're spending less money on groceries. You'll want to have like a renter's insurance policy just on your contents. You don't have to insure the dwelling or the building. Okay, and so that's independent living. And if you're just moving into a freestanding independent living community, usually there's not an entrance fee. But if you're moving into a continuing care retirement community where you're starting off in independent living and then moving to assisted and long-term care, a lot of those do have entrance fees, and they are six figures. They could be $200,000 to—I looked at one place in Kansas City here recently. The highest one used to be around $700,000. Now I see one at $960,000. I'm like, holy cow. In Kansas City. So I expect to see that in some of the other larger cities on the coast, but not in Kansas City. So, but not all of them have entrance fees. And again, you do have that monthly fee. So coming up next, I'm going to move through the continuum. I'm going to talk at length about the assisted living level of care and the long-term care level of care. And then I'm also going to sprinkle in a couple other levels of care just to make it exciting. How about that? Don't go away. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
All right, so we're talking about the various levels of care, and the first stop is independent living. That is not really a level of care. It's really kind of your first stop in this continuum, if you will. And again, it's a lifestyle change. You're downsizing. You're letting your hair down a little bit. You're moving into a nice apartment that is large enough, okay? It has all the things that you need, fully equipped kitchen. They make at least one meal for you per day, social opportunities, transportation available, et cetera. And you just get to have some fun and do your thing. Okay, the next stop in the continuum, and I wish you could see my graphic here. I do a lot of presentations. I mean, tons of them, online, in person, and I have some really good slides and graphs. But the next stop is the assisted living level of care. And I have a very wide lane in the center, if you can imagine, a very wide lane in the center of this graph, of this continuum of care, because assisted living can be different things to different providers. Some of them can provide very little care. Some of them provide so much care, they bend over backwards to keep you out of having to move to long-term care. So they approach that long-term care level and everything in between. So it's a very wide lane. You could go out to 5 or 6 or 10 different assisted living communities and hear 5 or 6 or 10 different stories about what they do and what they offer, and they would all be right. So how's that for confusing? That's why clients have told me that, you know, the assisted living level of care is probably, I would say, hands down, the second most difficult place to find because of these discrepancies and this wide lane that the assisted living level would occupy. So with our firm, with Senior Care Consulting, we understand all of it. We speak assisted living, so you don't have to. And we determine, you know, what you need, and then we research the market, and then we identify the top assisted living providers that can meet your needs. And they, it may be on the lighter side, it may be on the heavier side or in the middle, but we take care of all that stuff for you. That's one of the reasons why our clients love us so much. But in assisted living, you need to understand, this is not a medical model, not at all. Okay, but there is a lot of support. There's a lot of support. So the assisted living level of care is primarily designed to help you with what the industry calls ADLs, or activities of daily living. So it can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, and toileting. They can help you with incontinence support to a point. They all are different. Some of them, you have to be able to manage that completely on your own. Some of them will provide a lot of help with that. And again, kind of everything in between. All of them will manage and distribute your medications. Super, super important. So what was one of the safety issues on the first stop in the things that should trigger that conversation of considering moving from home to senior care community? One of the safety issues is not taking your medications on time, not taking them properly, maybe not taking them at all. That's not a problem in assisted living. They'll fully manage it. They'll order the medications. You'll never run out. If there's a change in medication, they'll make that change and get the new meds in. They will hand them to you on time, and then document that you took them. Okay, so you're not going to miss your medications at the assisted living level of care. They make all of your meals for you at this point, so you don't have to worry about that. Okay, they make all of your meals. They provide all of your snacks and hydration. All of those things are covered for you. There's a full slate of activities and a wide variety of activities for meaningful social engagement and quality of life, and it's just fantastic. A lot of fun things to do. Doctors make house calls at the assisted living level of care. Did you know that? So, you know, we complain so much about, oh, we wish things would go back to how it used to be. Well, That's one of them. Every assisted living that I have ever visited, they'll have one or two, maybe more, but at least one, maybe usually a couple of physicians that are willing to come to that community and see you in your apartment. They're making a house call because that's your home. That's super convenient. Well, Steve, what if I want to keep my doctor? You can keep your doctor. You don't have to move your care to one of these doctors. It's super convenient to do that. Most people do choose to do that, but you don't have to. You can keep your own doctor. And then there's transportation to take you out to see your own doctor or to go to see a specialist. A lot of people have a lot of specialists. So now, you know, I have an ENT surgeon and I have a brain surgeon. I have a couple of specialists I never thought I would ever have, but I do. Okay, you may have a cardiologist or endocrinologist, et cetera, et cetera. So you can keep all of those doctors and they will take you to and from. So that is a lot of help. That's a lot of support, tremendous amount of support. So what does the assisted living level charge? So I would say this really depends on two factors. Number one, the size of your apartment. So a studio apartment is less than a one-bedroom apartment, and the one-bedroom apartment is less than a two-bedroom apartment. So typically, you're going to have that base charge, which is driven by the size of the apartment, and then you're going to have a level of care charge that would basically reflect, if you just need a little bit of help, they'll add a little bit, say an extra $500 a month on top of that base for your level of care. If you need a tremendous amount of support, they may be adding $2,500 a month or $3,000 a month on top of that base. So the idea is, if you're using less resources, require less care, you're spending less money than someone who requires a lot of care using a lot of resources, and they're going to be paying more for that, if that makes sense. Okay, so the average cost, and I think this would be applicable across the country. So, I mean, if you're in some smaller towns, it may be a little bit less. If you're in some huge metropolitan areas, maybe a little more. But I would say the average cost range is going to be somewhere between $6,000 a month to $9,000 per month. I could hear through the radio waves, I could hear a few people gasp, like, are you kidding me? No, that's what this stuff costs. It's expensive, but is it worth it? Yeah, it's worth it. If you can no longer stay at home, if you've exhausted, your family and friend caregivers, you've hired home care providers to come in to help out, but eventually that increased to that 24-hour level. You know, we're talking, you know, $20,000 to $25,000 you could easily spend per month doing that. We could spend $6,000 to $9,000 a month in assisted living. So at some point, that having home care in, unless you can afford it, and if you can afford it, it's fantastic. But if you can't afford it, it just may be, make more financial sense to move to assisted living to get that kind of help, $6,000 to $9,000 per month. So if you compare and you look at this in a relative way, okay, it's not nearly as expensive. Now, it's not the same either. When you're at home with home care, that's one-on-one care. When you're in assisted living, it's definitely not one-on-one care. One caregiver could be helping out, you know, several residents. Okay, but unless you need, you know, 24-hour care, one-on-one care, okay, most folks don't need that much care. And if you do, we have some options for you. But most folks need some help getting up. They need some help with their lunch. They need some help with their medicine. They need help doing their laundry, taking a shower, you know, 2-3 times a week. They need some help, you know, kind of winding down and maybe getting dressed into their pajamas and that sort of thing. They need their meals prepared for them. That's not one-on-one 24-hour care. That could be had at the assisted living level of care at $6,000 to $9,000 per month. And again, the two driving factors would be the size of your apartment, and then how much care you require. And those are the two driving factors. Now, if your head is spinning and you're like, wait a minute, this sounds way more complex than I expected. Okay, well, it is. But my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we are built for this. Okay. We have this niche service of helping our clients through this search and selection process. We handle all of this for you. And if you're interested in learning more about how we can help you and your family, I would encourage you to reach out for free consultation at 913-945-2800 or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I'll have more about the highest level of care coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Okay, so talking about the three primary parts of the continuum, independent living, I already talked about that. Assisted living, I just covered that. And then the highest level of care, that last stop in the continuum, is referred to, I call it long-term care. A lot of people still refer to that as a nursing home. Now, the industry, they do not like that term because it comes with a lot of baggage. So I would remind the industry that that was baggage well earned. Okay. So let's just not, let's just kind of call it what it is, well earned. I would also say that kind of the dark days of, you know, the quote unquote, the nursing home days with the cinder block walls and the smoking inside and the, all the stuff, right? They're gone. They're just, the vast, vast majority of places are nothing close to that. They're so much more improved. They're so much better. It's not even comparable. Okay, so that's why the industry does not like that nursing home term. A lot of people still say it. I'm not mad at you. It could be the health center. It could be skilled nursing and rehab. I just call it long-term care. This is the medical model. This is where they have the highest staffing. They have the most RNs and LPNs. Okay. And this is the medical model. So they provide all of the support that the assisted living level does. Okay. They help you with all of your activities of daily living plus full medical care. Just a few examples. If you're diabetic, management with insulin injections required, you're not able to manage that, they can do that. They can offer pain management. They can offer wound care because, again, they have the RNs and the LPNs to do all of this sort of thing. If you have a urinary catheter, they can help manage that. Okay. If you have a feeding tube, they can help with that. You know, you have to flush these catheters in a feeding tube. If you have three or four bolus feedings per day, you have to flush that with sterile water. So, and you have to make sure that the surgical site where it is coming out of your stomach and it's kind of sewed into place, not to get too graphic, but that's an entry point. You have to keep that area clean. You have to keep it from getting infected. So there's a lot of medical need here, okay? They can also offer a lot heavier physical support and care. So, for example, and God bless them, but if someone is weakened to the point to where if it requires a two-person transfer, meaning it takes two staff to help you move from point A to point B, maybe it may require a mechanical lift. Okay, or a sit-to-stand lift. You may need to lay down on a little portable table and roll into the shower and have your shower given to you kind of in that lay-down position. So heavy, heavy physical care, all of these things can be provided at that highest level of care, long-term care. Okay, so you have a couple of options. Number one, you have I call it a shared room. The industry generally refers to it as a semi-private room. And that is so in our area here in the Kansas City metro, and I think this is going to be pretty close to, most areas. Now, again, if you're out in the country, maybe you're in a smaller city, it could be a little bit less if you're in a major metropolitan area. And this show is heard in both of those areas. Okay, it could be a little bit more. But your shared room, which means you're going to have a roommate in your room. Okay, and both sides of the room could be divided by a curtain, like kind of like a hospital room, if you will. A lot of them are divided by a wall. It could be a partial wall, maybe even a full wall. And that's a lot more privacy that way. I like those better. But you have both of those available. So we're looking at anywhere from $8,000, $8,500 to maybe $9,500 a month or so. Again, it could be a little plus or minus. Now, a private room in long-term care comes at a major premium because, frankly, it's not at this point, it's not much about your personal space. It's mostly about the care that you receive. A private room could be anywhere from around $11,000 per month to, around $15,000, $16,000 a month. So it is super expensive. That's why I'm constantly preaching long-term care insurance. I don't think with these prices, and they're going up every single day, it seems like, I don't think long-term care insurance is an option anymore. I think you got to have it. You got to have it. Now, just for a little bit of extra fun, okay, in this continuum, and this is in that wide lane of that assisted living lane, you could have a residential care level of care, so an RCF, maybe an RCF1, RCF2. That is I generally describe this as assisted living light. So the residents are a little more independent. The staffing is less. You need a little bit of help, but maybe not quite as much. Okay, there we're looking at $3,000 to $4,000 to maybe upwards of $6,000 per month. And then on the higher side of care, again, in that assisted living lane, you have in Kansas, we call this a home plus. Missouri just calls it assisted living. It's just a smaller census number. A lot of other states have different titles for it. But this is care provided literally in a house. So someone has taken, and typically it's a ranch style house, and you could care for, you know, maybe 4 to 6 residents, up to, you know, maybe about 12 residents max. You're living literally in a house. Everyone has a bedroom. You might have a couple of shared rooms. You have bathrooms all over the place. Everyone eats their meals home style or family style in a large dining room area. You have multiple living room areas. Usually there's a back deck and a walking path in a fenced backyard. It's a great fit for a lot of folks. We're talking about $8,000 to $10,000 per month on average in a home plus type of a setting. So if you've made the decision that you need to make that transition from your home to a senior care community, these are some of the things that you're going to run into when you're out searching the market. If you need help with that search, I would invite you to call my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We'd like to visit with you, explain how we could help you through that in just a few hours of your time. And again, we offer a placement service with integrity. We work directly for you. We do not receive reimbursement from any senior care community, and our clients love that. You could give us a call at 913-945-2800 or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.